This is Alpha Alpha 4, Golf Hotel, Gus.
Hey, Gus. This is Gerald TR. Where you been? Last time I heard you was in Germany.
QSL. We got back Tuesday night. Boy, it was hard to try to get on nets in the evening because it was the six-hour time difference. But, hey, great to talk to you. I tried to get on the other night on the evening net, and I was tight on time, and they kind of skipped past Echolink. But, you know, I need to get on it again and say hi to you folks, AA4GH.
Great, Gus. Anytime. I'm just sitting here watching the severe weather that keeps millions of people on edge that's moving through Kentucky and Tennessee right now, I think. But unfortunately, Dave Watson is taking a leave of absence for a medical treatment for about 10 weeks. And he pretty much took care of the Echolink. I don't know if Johnny Allison can do that now or not, but I just thought I'd let you know that Dave has a health problem and he won't be on. That's W4DJW.
Oh, Tom, I'm real sorry to hear that. Best wishes to him. Boy, when somebody takes a long leave of absence for treatment, you just kind of always worry about you know, the outcome and what they have to go through. How have you been feeling? How are you doing? Over.
Gus, I have to watch what I do because I have congestive heart failure, but it's doing okay. And the wife and I been outside this morning working around the chicken pen that's way out back. It's just kind of a hobby that we have for the fun of it. And the grass is all mowed, and it's a beautiful day down here. It is hot. It's 89 out in the sun right now, according to my weather station. But it's 62% humidity and feels like 97 degrees. Well, how did you enjoy Germany? We went over and visited our daughter when she was studying at the Hochschule for Music in Frankfurt. And she also was a year in Vienna studying music. And she took us down to Vienna. And beautiful country over there, I should say. Go ahead, Gus.
Oh, yes, I agree. It's a beautiful country. Hey, tell me about your daughter. That's impressive that she went to Europe to study music. We found Germany beautiful. People were good to deal with. But we were on a World War II history tour, so we were looking at, you know, battlefields, cemeteries, museums, and kind of sobering. I did get to tour through the Deutsche Museum in Munich and met a ham operator there and had a nice chat about radio in Germany. So it was a good time. Did a lot of DMR and D-Star because that's the only options I really had, and Echolink. But glad to be back in the U.S. of A. and contemplating the importance of Memorial Day weekend. Over.
TR with A4GH. Yes, we toured some of those. We went to DeKalb. I can't remember the town it was near. They don't really highly advertise it, but it is a sobering thing to see and something we all never want to forget. And the daughter and son-in-law from up in Michigan, their daughter's up at Ohio State University right now, but Shelly plays in the Michigan Philharmonic, and she graduated from the University of Michigan and then got a Rotary scholarship to Vienna and studied there with some of the folks from the Vienna Symphony and that, and went to school there, and everything's in German. They don't speak English. I was amazed that she could get through that. Then she came back and taught school for 4 years, and then her husband bid a job in Frankfurt. He's an engineer. So they went back over there, and she got another master's, I guess it is, in music pedagogy in Frankfurt at the Hochschule for Music. And our other daughter and son-in-law live down here, and they're both engineers. And Amy down here, she works for General Electric. And Scott, he just changed jobs, so I can't tell you the name of his firm right now. I just know he's going to a power plant and test some equipment and security checks before and background checks before they even let him in that power plant. I thought that was interesting. back to you guys, AA4GH and 0TR.
Yeah, it sounds like you've got a great family to be proud of, very accomplished. You know, I think I may have mentioned I'm an engineer by trade and really enjoyed the profession. I worked in the environmental field, mostly all doing regulatory analysis and permitting. I didn't really do design work in my career, but my job was to try to keep companies out of trouble with the government of environmental regulations. And that, you know, that kept me busy and very rewarding. Well, that sounds like your family's great and you're doing some traveling. Do you have any travel plans for this summer? Over.
Plan, Gus. That was quite a number of years ago that we went over to Frankfurt. And then we visited some of our distant relations. My wife is of German descent and or Austrian. And so we visited some of them up in the Alps, and it was really interesting and quite beautiful. I was amazed at Austria. I played in the University Symphony up in Kansas, not KU, but another university, and where our younger daughter that works down here for GE was taking polymer engineering. And she's been with GE many years. But I really, after I played in the orchestra on French horn for 9 years and then finally give it up and started ham radio. And I just did it avocationally to help out the symphony. But I really enjoyed visiting a lot of the great people over there where they lived, like Beethoven and Mozart and Mahler and different ones. And it really meant a lot to me to visit those sites. I still love classical music. I don't listen to it as much as I used to, but it's a beautiful thing. And I'm glad Shelley still plays in the Michigan Philharmonic up in Michigan.
Well, that sounds great. What instrument does she play? I played French horn in a high school for a year, but I was seventh chair out of seven French horns that year, back in the 60s, and everybody else had oil, so it's like, okay, I need to change instruments. So I switched to baritone horn and was better at that and enjoyed it. The French horn mouthpiece was a little bit tough for me. Back to N0TR.
Yeah. Yes, the French horn is a difficult instrument. My our youngest grandson is just taking up the French horn. He does really well with trumpet, and that's what I did. I played cornet for 2 years and then changed over to French horn. And I really loved it. My senior recital, ironically, at the time I didn't know it, but my accompanist on a solo I played, Adagio and Allegro by Schumann, my aunt could not do the piano part because it was so complex, but she turned out to be Miss America that year, Deborah Barnes, way back in the 60s, yes, but I was playing with the Carthage Community Band in Carthage, Missouri, And I played a solo with a band there, and lo and behold, out in the audience, there she sat with her two children many, many years later. I was really honored and blessed.
Yes, it sounds like it. You've had a good life and you're doing some great things. Tell me, are you, what instrument did your daughter play? I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. Over.
Well, I wanted her to be a concert pianist, and she was that good. But when she went to Michigan, she majored in flute, and that's what she still plays, is flute and piccolo. And, oh, gosh, I was president of the Band Boosters, me and the wife, 1 year, and we took about 140, a little less than that, I think, students to Washington, D.C. on their trip. And I'll never forget her playing the piccolo and the Stars and Stripes, standing on the steps of the White House out there. It was really, really made me proud.
Wow, I'm sure it would. I never played woodwinds, but really respected it. We had a piccolo player, and God, this would bring back a 40-year-old memory, but I had a boss whose son played tuba for the Mexico Symphony Orchestra, and he was taught how to play that piccolo solo on a tuba and how hard it was to tongue that on that kind of instrument. But the dad was impressed with that accomplishment. But boy, you've got a lot to be impressed about with your kids, that's for sure. A4GH.
Well, I went to the International Horn Convention at the University of Texas 1 year. And the two things that impressed me the most was a fella on French horn, and you're right, the mouthpiece is much smaller and very difficult compared to a trumpet or that, or a baritone. But he played Carnival of Venice on the French horn, which was out of character. It normally is a trumpet solo. And then another one played the Carl Maria von Weber horn concerto on a natural horn. And if you're not familiar with that, natural horns were the first ones back in the Mozart era. And they didn't have any vowels, and you just made your intonations with chokes with your right hand while you played with your left hand. I shouldn't say you played with the left hand, because there were no vowels on it back then. That was impressive, I'll tell you, Gus. And it sounded beautiful.
I'm not familiar with that instrument. I was trying to find the right words. That does sound impressive. When I was in Germany, it was in Munich. I'm trying to remember where we were. We went to a brew house. Can't remember the name of it. But they had a Oompa band, and there were a number of instruments that were rotary valve as opposed to push-button valve. And I was intrigued by that and talked to the baritone player for a few minutes, because he had a rotary valve instrument, and that was something I wasn't used to seeing. I have a decent euphonium with four valves, but it's all valves. Well, hey, probably need to let you go. It's always great talking to you, Tom. I miss it. It's been so long. So I hope you have a great weekend. 73s from Alpha Alpha 4 Golf Hotel to November Zero Tango Romeo. Be good, my friend.
Well, sometime look up natural horn. That's what they started out on, the fox hunts and things like that. And at that International Horn Convention, they had a collection of them. And I asked why they painted them, because they were very ornate. Floral patterns and all of that on them instead of shiny brass. And they said that at the time, they did not want to horses go crazy from the reflections off of the brass, I guess you would call it, off of the horns. And Yes, a natural horn is a booger to play, and you can still play a valved horn that way without using the valves, because on a trumpet, if you push a valve, the pitch will change. Not necessarily true unless your lips tell it to on a horn. And if you'll notice, next time you see the Vienna Symphony, they play pumping horns, and they have piston valves instead of rotary valves on the French horns over there. And so they don't call them French horns anymore. They call them horns. Anyway, just a little history there. And nice talking to you, Gus. Always a pleasure. And look forward to seeing you someday. Take care, my friend. A4GH in 0GR 73.
Hey, 73 is my good friend. I've enjoyed talking to you, well, any time, plus especially while I've traveled. Well, as I tell people, a meaningful Memorial Day weekend, and I thank you for your service. I remember our conversations regarding that. Well, Alpha Alpha 4, Gulf Hotel, St. 73's to November 0, Tango Romeo.